We're here. The boys are back, and we're doing another episode of Loud About Nothing. Okay? Okay, okay. It's me. It's your boy. It's the fucking hottest dude in the podcast game, all right? That Thotty Bubati, the Mogul himself, Sebi Chianti Sebastian Canelli. Okay, 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 okay. He's here, and he is looking cute to boots, okay? He's got bedhead, okay? And he, I am loving it because the boy is a cute boy that makes me just want to cuddle up, okay? He's not blood, but he is my nephew. Give it up for Robbie boy. Robbie, say what's up.
What's up, Sebastian?
This is an emergency podcast. Right. I couldn't even focus on the fucking intro. I couldn't even focus.
You were mid-meal and you were like, we got to do a podcast right now.
I said, I got to get on mic. I said, I got to get on mic. I started talking and we said, no, we got to get on mic. Okay. Yeah. That's the love we have for you guys. Okay. So I go, okay, Robbie and I usually, I'm sure you guys realize, Robbie and I go, what do we want to talk about this weekend? We go, oh, let's talk about this. And then we kind of do an episode around that. We had a whole, we go, oh, we'll talk about XYZ. I'm not going to tell you because I'll probably fucking reuse it. but it's all thrown out the window.
Emergency podcast.
Because
we're scheduled a little bit earlier. We're recording earlier. We needed to get on mic.
This is an emergency. This is a calling all. This is an emergency podcast happening right now. I am mid salad. I'm mid meal.
I know you are.
I couldn't even focus on the intro. We had to get to this. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. This weekend, Easter, Passover, I was with my family all weekend, okay? And I was excited. I was going to talk about Easter, yada, yada, huda, hada, right? And help my mother all weekend. Help my family all weekend. I was the boy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My mother even said to me after the weekend, she goes, you really were good at this weekend. You were so helpful. You were so nice to the family. You were here. You were talking. You were making big people smile. You helped me. You got up. You helped to get all the food right. I was her boy.
Yeah, I was mom. You were the right hand man. You were the engine behind the machine that was Easter at the Canellis.
I'll tell you this: fucking Jesus wasn't the only one that stepped up on fucking Easter Sunday. Okay,
yeah, it was you all week.
It was me, bro. Okay, I did. I, as the son of my mother, the son of someone that thinks they're God, stepped up this weekend as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, my mother's not a God. She's a mortar. Right. Let's get that. Okay. Right. Okay. So here's the deal. I'm helping her all weekend and we're having nice. We're talking, yada, yada. I've said this before. It's a philosophy I live by. You give a mouse a cookie, they'll ask for a glass of milk. Okay.
Yeah.
You give them an inch, they take a mile.
Yeah. You give a mouse a cookie is the cautionary tale. That's a Sebastian philosophy.
I said it right before the pot. I said, you give a mouse a cookie is not a child's story. It's a cautionary tale of how you live your life. You know, be careful what you give people. Right.
Well, because I was like, oh, that's a bit we've done before. And you're like, it's not a bit.
It's not a bit. It's not. It's life. You live your life by a few phrases. And that's one I live by. Right. If you're buying weed from somebody and they give you 3 for $50 for 20 bags. Right.
Yeah.
You're never going back to paying 3 for $60. You're never.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Never. And if you do, it's a whole deal. It's a whole like conversation. And that might not be your plug no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That might not be your plug anymore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because you give a mouse a cookie. You gave him the 3 for $50. You never could go back. Well, guess what, guys? I gave my mom a cookie. Gave my mom a cookie this weekend, okay? Gave my mom a cookie. I'm sitting here. I'm trying to eat lunch, drinking my fucking fat-ass Dunkin', right? I don't ask for a large. I roll up to the counter. I go, let me get a cold brew. Let me get a fat cold brew. That's what I say. They go, what size? I go, fat. And they always just give me the large.
That's nice.
The people hate me there. let me get a fat cold brew, less ice. It's just straight fucking caffeine, bro.
Yeah. You know? In the veins.
It's just straight fucking a bow. How the kids do. They fucking put the guns in their arms. That's what I do with the dunk. And I stick my tongue out. I don't even order. I just roll up to the box. I just stick my arm out, stick my tongue out, do the gum to my fucking, like, I'm shooting the caffeine. And they go, all right, like, roll
here
around.
Comes this guy.
Yeah, here it comes. He's listened to Kanye put on verse one more time. He's listened to it three times, just the Kanye verse, those eight bars over
I
and over again.
Like
waiting a lot.
Still, people at Dunkin' that owe me coffee.
I feel like Dunkin' still just owes me cold brew. I feel like Dunkin' gotta give me some rewards. Know me best.
I lost the only. Yeah.
Anyways. I put on for my Dunkin', on for my Dunkin'. I put on no milk, put on cold brew.
I think that's one of his best. I like that verse a lot. I think it's one of
phenomenal.
His best.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Right? He says 10 words. He says 10 words.
Kanye has a full verse. I think you just probably remember three lines, which is the lines about people owing him things, and I lost the only girl in the world who knows me best.
Yeah.
And everything else just goes over your
head. Everything else it goes under my ass. Okay. Yeah. Everyone goes, oh, that went over your head. No, it went through the legs. Okay, bro. You know, yeah. Don't tell me where it's going. All right. So, anyways, I gave my mom a cookie this weekend. And here's what she comes back at me with. I'm sitting here enjoying the salad, getting ready.
This is why we had to have an emergency podcast, just to remind everyone.
She blasts me. She blasts me a text. Clean up the Easter decorations. Do you have any in your apartment? Appropriate text, right? We love
yes.
that. Don't respond. 4 minutes later, I get another text. Don't respond to that one because I'm doing stuff, you know?
Yeah.
4 minutes later, a BuzzFeed push notification. Let me get the title. Apparently, there are unwritten rules of dating that everyone should be following. So take notes. Proceeded.
That's
by...
what she writes in her writing is.
No,
apparently.
This is the BuzzFeed.
Oh, so she just sent you this article.
She just forwarded me an article, The Unwritten Rules of Dating. She thinks now that I helped with these, now she could get involved in my dating life.
So what are...
And I go,
so she's trying to give you pointers.
I said, what do you... the first thing I respond, I go, what are you doing? Why are you sending me this? I literally say to my mother, what are you doing? Right?
Yeah.
Because we don't have a conversation. We don't talk about this stuff. You know, this isn't a conversation. She knows I had an ex-girlfriend, you know, RIPP. We don't talk about stuff. I went this summer to the doctor. I had to get some blood work. And she goes, what are you getting tested? I go, well, I had ringworm this summer. Okay. Cats out of the bag. I got fucking ringworm. Okay. I got ringworm this summer. They had to do some tests. And I was getting a fucking STD test. I was getting the works. And I'm in the car with my mother. And she goes, oh, why are they testing for that? I go, I don't know. They're testing, you know?
Yeah.
And then
she goes, well,
every time, well, you have nothing to worry about because every time that you've had sex, you've used protection. We've never had any conversations around this. We've never had any conversations. But she just goes, well, every time my son has sex, he uses protection.
That's nice. She thinks she raised you. She just thinks she said it in the house once. It gets followed as law in your mind. That's what she thinks.
She thinks that's gospel.
She's like, you don't leave your dishes in the sink after you use them for 2 days.
No,
not
never.
My son. Never.
Never. The dryer's done. Ding. He's folding them as they come out of the dryer. He doesn't put them in a basket and pile them on a.
You don't
and
have to. They can't possibly be your clothes. That were
no. Not her baby boy. No. Never her baby boy. Her baby boy. He takes the laundry out of the dryer and folds it right away. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it's a hassle and doesn't feel as good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Right? So that's my conversation. That's where me and my mom are talking about dating. So basically it's unspoken. We don't talk about it at all. So now I've given her a cookie and now she's opened the door into wondering what my dating life is like. And going forward, this is my mother's advice, the fucking clickbait that my mommy sent me about dating.
Wait, so do you think that's the point? That she sent it to you because she wants to be involved in the conversation. Do you think she's like, he may not follow these rules because I haven't talked about dating with him. So he needs to read that. Like, what do you think her intent is here?
I asked her, I said, oh, she said, it was on my feed. I thought it was interesting. It might serve you in the future. It was just,
it might serve you in the
future. It might serve me in the future. I said, And I said, what do you think about them? And she said, they were interesting, period.
All right, let's hear some of these rules. Because maybe she thinks that you live under a rock and don't know how to behave.
And then she said, I asked her, I said, anything I need, anything you think I need or want to tell me? And she says, no, I don't know your dating habits. I just thought they were interesting. And so here's what my mother thought was interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Start off the bait. Let's go right off the bat. Okay. Rule number one. Quit. I love this. Already in my wheelhouse. Already quit. In my quit. You know we're big fans of quitting.
Rule
on
number
this podcast.
Quit. Number one, quit. No, rule number two, lie. That's where we want.
Oh wait, I should have finished the sentence. I read the first word and I took that as a period. All right. Quit ghosting people. Oh, I should have read the whole
quit ghosting people.
Quit ghosting people. Be an adult and tell them why you don't want to be in a relationship anymore. Do not break up over text or email. It's cowardly and disrespectful. Do you think my mother wrote this article?
Yeah. The tone doesn't seem to be trying to help somebody. It seems to be from the point of view of someone who's had not a lot of luck dating.
Just from
rule number one, it seems to be like, oh, this is what everyone who dates me has done wrong. So I'm going to write an article about how all my relationships could have worked if the other person just did this.
Do not be named Gary and be a substitute gym teacher in Essex County.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You will get chlamydia from that stripper, okay? Yeah. And then I will be fucking being a mess Thanksgiving, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I agree with that first rule. Right out the gate, thank you. I agree with that first rule. Don't ghost.
But also, you know this.
I know this. 31-year-old. I'm 31.
Lived in the world.
I've lived in the world.
Who would have to do a show which, to some level, requires you connecting with a large amount of people.
And I've ghosted. I just want to just say right now, I've ghosted.
You have.
Let me just get ahead of that. I've ghosted. I've done worse than ghosting.
What's worse than ghosting?
Not showing up to dates.
That is worse.
That's worse. I know. And I felt miserable about it. I felt miserable.
I just didn't show up.
I just didn't show up. They were sitting for me, waiting for me, and they'd say, where are you? And I was on express bus back to Staten Island.
And you didn't answer.
I said, I'm not coming.
That's me. I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I felt like shit. I mean, I was also like,
so your mom's 22.
My mom's justified.
All right. 22. Okay. That's almost 10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this was 10 years ago. But I still think about it because it was wrong of me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think that you can make mistakes like that and just don't make them again. I never did that again.
Yes.
I never did that again.
Yes.
I think you can break up via text depending on how long it's been.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think whoever my mom doesn't understand it. Yeah, you could break up over text. If you date in 2 years, no. Three dates, 100%. You send them a paragraph.
Yeah. It's also maybe it's not considerate, but it's like at the end of the day, it's for that person. I guess it's like a level of respect. But
I guess
it's just like it is what it is. I mean, if somebody breaks up with me over text, it's like, all right, whatever.
I almost think it's rooted to FaceTime. I want to see your eyes when I break your heart. You know what I mean? Like, what type of fucking social?
Yeah,
that's
if you're
mega...
going to use the, yeah, I guess if you're going to use the phone, text might be the most polite.
That's some maniacal shit. Imagine getting a voice memo from somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, I would be disgusted. One that disappears within 2 minutes if you don't play, if you don't hit keep.
Or Snapchat. You're just with somebody else. We over.
Yeah.
This is Miami.
I just do emojis. I just do peace with a surfboard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If they hit me back, I say, what are you doing?
Yeah. Which, it is what it is. I guess breakups at the end of the day are ways to know that this is not moving forward.
Yes. So I think no matter what.
The takeaway there. So if you get the takeaway, it is what it is.
It is what, unless it's like some long love shit. If it's love, then it's different, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And for the advice that I was just saying about like breakup, that's like, should I tell myself? I'm like, you don't need closure. I try to tell myself closure is a myth because I'll be like, I need all this closure.
There is no such thing.
Every fucking 3 months, I need new closure from something. And I'm like, I need to get over this. So that was
you
me like projecting
door.
Advice that I need to give myself.
That's beautiful, Robbie. All right. Rule number two, enter relationships with a neutral amount of trust. rather than an undeserved lack of trust or unproven confidence. Let people show you who they are.
This might have wrote it.
This, my mother might have wrote this shit.
You've been living down there for how long now?
I think what, 8 months, 9 months, something like that.
She's been listening.
She's been listening.
She's gathered a very detailed list of advice to give her son through a BuzzFeed article.
My mom opens her closet door. She opens her closet. She pulls down this paper, and it looks like she works for the CIA, but it's just a picture of me in the center. There's so many fucking strings. My mom's at Michael's every other day buying strings to make connections about my life, you know?
Yeah.
I don't trust people. I'll trust people. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't trust that one day you're just going to be like, peace.
Me specifically?
I'm looking at you. I don't trust. No, not you. I'm just saying, like, I guess the longer I'm in the world, the more I'm just like, fuck it. I just got me. I trust my mother and my father and my sisters.
Yes. That's not, I mean.
And I'm lucky to have that.
Yeah.
I know my mother loves me more than she loves herself.
Yes.
And I make sure I remind her that.
She wrote a BuzzFeed article.
My mom's been submitting. She did McSweeney's, fucking The New Yorker, BuzzFeed. Yeah. And she finally got something fucking published so she could send it to me and kind of sneak it in the back door, right?
Yes.
Be friends with your partner. If you can't be yourself around them, the relationship probably won't go very far. I can't not be myself.
I was going to say, this doesn't sound like a you issue.
This is not a me issue.
Maybe she's giving you a toss-up. All right, feel good about this one.
I think she gave me a couple hard ones back. I think she just gave me a hard one with the trust one.
Yeah.
My mom needs to throw me a softball.
You need a softball. Yeah, exactly.
Because he's always himself, you know? Because I am good about like being like, I'm sad about this. I'm happy about it. I'm good with my emotions in that way.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. All right. A couple of the, some of these are boring as fuck, you know, like set boundaries sexually. Good. Yeah. Do that. Communicate. Yada, yada. I like this one. Plan for a first date to be short and sweet. An hour is a good amount of time. I agree. I always go with something to do afterwards.
Yeah. I think about your first dates many times. How great you are at.
I think that's a dick. Some people think that's a dick move.
To just do an hour.
Just do an hour.
I guess it's a meet and greet.
It's a meet and greets. It's a speed date, but it's like Adderall, but it's time release. You know what I'm saying? It's a speed date, but it's time release. You know, it takes the course over an hour. I like that. Try to split costs. If he buys the movie ticket, you buy the popcorn.
What do you think about that?
I like it. I like it. I think I don't like it, but I do like it. If it's becoming that a date things is a regular thing, you can't put a dude out of business, you know? You don't want to put him out of business when you're trying to invest in him.
Yeah.
Right?
First date, I don't go on dates, but I would probably try to pay. And then I guess after that, or if somebody insisted, I'm not going to be opposed.
No, neither. Don't worry. If they're like, no, I insist, then I'll be like, all right.
Yeah.
If they like make
us. It takes.
Yeah. Yeah. But for me, because sometimes people have rules for themselves. For me, I'm like, I'll do it. I go with expectations I'm paying.
Yeah.
If we're going out three times and you don't touch a credit card once, that's a red flag for me, though.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a red flag. If you don't touch a credit card, if you don't touch a card once.
In three dates. I don't even know what you're rocking with. I don't know if you got a Visa, America. If I haven't seen the card in 3 days.
No.
I would imagine that's probably a red flag.
Definitely a red flag. Definitely. If we're at a place and you have to go up to a counter and buy drinks and it's like cash only, you get around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like most people do that.
I love this one. Don't try to change people. If you push them to change, they often start to resent you. Oof. I love this one. Because you know why? I think girls date me with the idea of who I can be.
Interesting. I think people will change on their own if they want to.
I think someone sees me and they go, Imagine if he lost weight and he gets a TV show. Oh.
I think
I'm a future 10. I think in girls' minds, I'm a future 10.
You don't think that's a change you would do if they were like, that's not, I don't think what this means. don't try to get him to lose weight and get a TV show because he's going to resent you.
No.
Yeah, that's what you'll resent.
I would be so pissed. I go, how fucking dare you?
So much weight.
How dare you?
Got me on fucking SNL.
You motivated me. You helped me meal prep. You made me. You said no. Let's look at this character. Why is this person saying this line at this moment? Come on, let's work this audition. I would go. How fucking dare you? I came in here as a slob. I'm leaving as a slob. No, but I do.
No, I don't think that's the thing. I think, but I see like my friends that are in married in relationships. Like I think people rub off on each other for in a beautiful way.
Yeah,
that I'm like, oh, it's great. They're great for each other, and you've slowly be like get on the same page.
But I think for me, it's a little different.
A crazy agenda in the beginning, yeah, that's not gonna work out.
I think girls look at me and they see what could be, not what is.
Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with this rule.
No, but this is my rule.
This is your
This is what happens with me.
Yeah, yeah.
They think. Oh, hey. He's only one. He's only two, a good audition and a callback away from being from fucking having a fucking beautiful penthouse loft.
Yeah, that's what you think they when they're having sex with you, they're pretending that it's in the penthouse loft that you get on the next day office.
I know they are, bro. I know they are.
I have a question.
Yes.
You don't have to say this if you don't want.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
What is the shortest amount of time into dating someone that they have brought up a diet?
Oof, good question, Robbie. Good question. Usually it's a long time. Usually they
That's
wait.
That's good. Girls, so they're not trying to.
No. One time I did bring it up with someone, and someone did say, "Yeah, I figured we were going to address that in the future."
Oof. So that's what my other fear was, that they just think it's implied.
Yes. They go, well, there's something happening to oh, no. We don't just let the basement flood and we just go, well, just close the door and just not use the basement.
Interesting.
You know what? Girls love saying this. They love saying this. They go, I think you're hot. They go, I think you're hot like this. It's not about your looks. It's about your happiness. I go, bitch, please. I mean, they're right. I am happier when I'm like eating healthy, working out. But, bitch, please. Okay. I wish I had acrylics for that line because I would be tapping, tap. Bitch, please. Okay. I would be doing the double taps on my hands right there. Right. When they say it's not about, hey, you want to die. It's not about you. It's not about, I think you're hot now. You're not classically hot, but I think you're so hot, you know?
Yeah.
Bitch, please. Okay. I don't love that phrase, but I use it for that, you know? You need to not use phrases and reserve them for special occasions, right? I'm not someone that just throws around I love you. I don't throw it around because once you say that a ton, it takes away meaning of that word, right?
Definitely.
I don't say bitch, please a lot because it takes away meaning for that.
Yeah. You want all your bitch pleases to matter.
That bitch please mattered, okay? That I have some fucking heat behind that bitch please, okay? Because it's, yeah, I think that usually as soon as I bring it up, it's like, you know, when The Shining, when the elevator doors open and the blood rushes out and it's just like a tsunami. It's like they cannot wait to talk about it once I start talking about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It, you could always feel it right under the surface.
Yeah, which is annoying. But
oh, God. And I don't know how to say it.
And you don't go into a relationship trying to change someone.
No.
I don't think I'm the opposite where I'm like we could never work through the, like, you know what I mean, where I meet some, like, I think red flags to me are just not even red flags, they're like game over flags where I'm like, oh, that's a red flag, we could maybe like work through that, or maybe I'm just like making it a bigger deal than it is, or it's probably nothing, whereas I'll just see a tiny red flag and be like, all right, fuck it,
peace. Yeah. That's nice.
Kind of, yeah, which is the opposite of that.
I have a bad habit of sending, like, I'll send girls, like, if I like them, I'll send them sneakers I like lady sneakers or nails, shit that I find. These are dope. But that's not changing a person. You know what I mean?
No.
That's not, I'll buy you the sneakers. I'll buy you the sneakers. Truly, I'm that sick. I'll buy you the sneakers.
Although that's, if one of your friends, if it was the other way around, if it was like one of your friends was a dude and he just started wearing all the clothes that his girlfriend liked for him and she was buying it for him, you wouldn't be like, you changed, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's the same thing.
But for the better.
Yeah, probably.
For the better. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm not saying don't do you. But hey, we're going to a picnic. Maybe you throw on a fucking Jordan. Make sure it's not a mid. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, I'm not as, I'll pay for it. You get the popcorn, I'll get the fucking Jordans, okay?
Okay.
This is the last one. Finally, don't start dating until you learn to be happy with yourself too. Jesus, right after that combo. Yeah, you know what? I've had this thought in my mind. I was like, maybe I won't date anyone seriously till I'm fucking completely happy. But then I was like, what if I'm never happy? What is happy? What is happy?
I think being comfortable with yourself, where it doesn't become an issue and spill over into other people, will present the healthiest space for a relationship. If you're bringing a lot of your stuff into the relationship, that puts that person at a disadvantage. If they're coming in with a lot of their stuff, if they're very jealous, if they're very insecure about this, that, the other thing,
yeah,
you're like, you know what I mean? They're dating you and they're in comedy and they're like, oh, Sebastian's doing, you know, like there's so many. Both people are insecure in their space in the world, I think that presents the greatest opportunity for two people to thrive in a relationship.
I'll tell you my biggest issue. Okay. Let's just get ahead of the horse. Okay.
Okay. Let's get ahead of the horse.
Let's get ahead of the horse. Right. Okay. Nay, nay. Here's the deal.
Nay fucking nay.
Nay fucking nay, bro. Let's get ahead of this horse, okay? You don't want to be behind the horse because that's where the shit happens, all right? Yes, that's why you get ahead of the horse. That's where the shit happens. That's why you got to get ahead of that horse, nay nay, okay?
You can bring a horse to water. You can't make it drink.
No, yes.
Let's just say some phrases.
Of course.
Horse phrase.
Hey, a unicorn is just a horse that ain't reached his full potential, you know? Yeah. Right? Nay,
other
nay,
way
nay.
Around, I think.
A horse is a unicorn that hasn't reached its full potential. Nay, nay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
Right? I once seen someone shoot a horse. Never mind. Also, I have, oh God, I have so many pictures with horses' dicks, you know?
Why? Is that serious?
Because, yeah, me and my friends, we would go to the racetrack in Saratoga. We go behind, and it's fun. You like to take a picture by the fucking head, but like, you buy a horse stick. You're not going to fucking take a picture by the horse stick.
I've never taken a picture of a horse dick.
All right. Well, hey, all I'm saying is at my funeral, when they had that slideshow, let's get a couple of these horse dick pictures in them. You know what I mean? I love those. I love when they got the iPad with the slideshow at the funerals, right? Those are really fun. I feel like I'm at a fucking a Universal ride, you know, waiting to get on. Anyways.
Oh my God.
Anyways, this is my issue. I'm a nervous man. I'm a nervous man, okay? And I'm constantly wondering what you're thinking. Okay. So it's hard for me when you don't tell me your feelings.
So what's your fear that they could be thinking what? They don't like you enough?
Yeah, yeah.
They're mad at you?
Yeah, they're mad at me. They're holding their resentment. I feel like I've just been like, I don't want to be blindsided. I'd rather just be like, this ain't going
great.
So
you got the defense up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my issue. I need to know what's going on in your head. And if you're not a good sharer, that's going to be hard for me to be with you.
Will you play out doomsday scenarios and just be like, oh, this is probably happening. This is probably
100%.
Oh, she's probably thinking this. Oh, this is.
And that's my issue. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But also I could, how do you combat that? I work on myself, but I also find someone that like is very communicative.
Yeah.
Jewish or
I think
Italian
if you're
woman.
Working, yeah. I think
I'm
if you're
for
working,
Jewish or Italian women, so they'll tell me exactly what's going on in their mind before they even know, right? I want them to. I want their mouths to inform their brain. I want them to only find out because they said it out loud. You know,
yeah,
is this offensive?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I like. There's a part of me that likes. Also, that's what I grew up with.
Yeah, to get on the same page.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's just get ahead of the horse for this.
I think one. If you're working on or conscious of whatever issues and working on them, then there is also, because yeah, you'll never be. No one will ever be perfect. But if you're not ignoring them or not,
you know, I go
blind to the issue. Yeah, yeah. Then I think there is space for things to work out. Nobody's ever going to be perfect.
What's your issue?
I don't. My issue. I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, so I don't even.
Just say it, micro penis. Just say it, Robbie. Just say it.
No, I mean, just say it. I wish it was true.
Just say it.
I wish that would give me some edge, I think, but it's just unfortunately not true.
Wouldn't give them any edge, you know? They'd be fucking. They'd be far from the cliff. Okay.
No, that's not my issue. I think, yeah, I just don't think I want to be in a relationship at all, which that is what it is. My buddy, though, I can't be sure of what happened, but
okay.
Speaking of not wanting to be in a relationship, I wake up the other day and I see on Instagram my buddy is at a wedding. And then as I'm clicking through, unbeknownst to me, we're pretty good friends. I think he's single in my, like, the last time I spoke to him, wasn't really seeing anyone. Maybe I was wrong, maybe whatever. So I'm going through the wedding and then I'm like, holy shit, I think this is his wedding.
No.
And no. I'm like, wait, what? Which I'm very pro. There's people that are like having surprise weddings right now that are like, yeah, we just ended up getting married. Like, you know what I mean? I get it. It's been a sure. year. Venues are going to be backlogged. Like,
if
who
you
the fuck
knew
knows?
If you knew their partner's name, you know what I'm saying, bro? Well, if yeah, they post, the first post can't be a wedding post.
Yeah. Well, it's what I was. He had surprise wedding, surprise wife, which takes
Jesus
to,
Christ.
I was like, I almost. Well, also, I will say.
That's phenomenal. No, I love this. This is phenomenal.
Wait. Also. So he like runs his own. I mean, he's very successful, very good looking guy, smooth talker, very personable. And he runs his own business too. So he posts like a picture of him in a hot tub eating wings with the face mask on, just saying big day tomorrow. That was the first thing everybody got. And then it's like,
could mean literally anything. You know,
it looked like it was out of a movie.
You know your boy Seabass Provolone will be in a hot tub. If I got a phone call with my aunt, I'll be in the hot tub big day tomorrow. You know what I'm yeah. saying? I'm getting my oil yeah. change at fucking Pep Boys. I'm doing a hot tub before. Okay? And wings in a hot tub. That's a class, man. You know yeah. why? You know what I like about
with
that?
With a face mask on. Beautiful. Yeah.
Bro.
It looked like it was in like a luxury suite of a really nice hotel and like a jacuzzi. Not even a hot tub. It was a jacuzzi.
I love that.
And there's a fucking difference and everybody knows the difference.
I love this because you're clean everywhere. Dirty ass fingers, dirty insides. You know what I mean? Let's get dirty on the inside with some hot wings. You know what I mean? And literally the face, you're like saying this is the party zone. My mouth and my fingers are the party zone and everything else I'm keeping squeaky.
Yeah.
I like this. I'm about this. You know what I mean? You should have designated, like, you know, that's why we keep that's why we smoke weed outside and not indoors. You know what I mean, bro?
Yeah.
Like, he's keeping things very organized. I like this dude.
Yeah. So anyways, next day, the whole nine yards, I'm like, holy shit, this might've been his wedding. I'm like, yo, bro, congrats. And he's like, yeah, thanks, bro. I'm sure I'll catch up with him in the future. But it got me to thinking, I'm like, was this an arranged marriage? One.
Wow.
And two, like, what is the concept of an arranged marriage? And like, what, I think a lot more people end up in what I'm going to call a soft arranged marriage.
Oof, I like this.
Than people think. So like the arranged marriage, like they'll be like, oh, you married for love or you had an arranged marriage. So I think that's the duality of what that is. And I think a lot more people end up less for love and more of like, yeah, like if you meet on the apps and you're older and just kind of want to move on to that next stage in life and you're like, oh, they have these job qualifications. We went out a few times. We met. It's just like an arranged marriage that you arranged yourself. And I think a lot more people end up in that camp than they do being like, it was purely love, 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 love.
It's 100%.
I kind of like this. Like, you know, this is what it is.
It's just
like, let's call a spade a spade.
it's just like, hey, I'm getting arranged. This marriage is arranged. I'm not going to pretend it's not arranged. Like,
yeah,
most people.
Yeah, yeah.
I read some stat the other day that says 90% of people marry within their economic class. You know what I mean? That means that's some Capulet Montague stuff. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, yeah. Capulet Montague. Yeah.
No, Montagues, bro. Okay. let's just get it right, bro. Okay. We got the Capulets and the Montagues. Okay. And
this is the Sebastian Canelli comedy right here. Mispronouncing.
What are you talking about?
Family from Romeo and Juliet on purpose.
Hey. Hey, bro, if anything, would a rose be as sweet if it was called by any other name? I could call you Montague. Would you be as a fucking nasty family if I called you Montague or whatever? Yeah. Right? You're still a nasty family. I call you Montague. You can't have a saying in your fucking story that says words don't matter, and then I get the word wrong, and then you correct me, okay? Shakespeare could be in the room. I would say Montague. We go Montague. I go, hey, look at fucking chapter 4 or whatever. And he goes, a rose, it would be sweet if it called by any name. I go, bitch, please. Okay? That's what I would say with the fucking finger snap. So, but people don't marry outside of their fucking economic level. You are right. We are all in arranged marriages, but we
not all. Some people I do think do marry for love.
Literally, you go on and on. You do this whole
but
spiel.
But I think
and
most people, I mean, I don't want to be like everybody, but I think more people than not, especially that are meeting late,
it's
like
arranged.
Our age.
It's arranged.
Kind of a mini arrangement.
100 We're just arranging
it's an arrangement.
Ourselves.
Yeah.
We're arranging
we're
ourselves.
Arranging it ourselves. Yes. Yes.
It's like the teacher goes, let's you buddy off. You pair off. You know what I mean? It's not the teacher going, okay, let's line up in height order and then hold hands with if we're talking like first grade, you know?
Yes. And you can learn to love somebody, which is what happens in arranged marriage or something.
Learn to
you
love
learn
somebody.
To love. Yeah. I have friends that their parents are arranged marriages.
That's what life is. You're born with yourself and you have to
learn
to love yourself.
I'm not saying love is impossible, but at those stages when it's like it's you think you could learn to love this person.
We are all in an arranged marriage. And because you just it's instead of your parents being like, this is what you know. This is what I think you like. It's you going, this is what I think I like. And you don't really know. Like, I think I want a girl that's going to be yelling at me, mean to me. That's not what I want.
Yeah.
I want a back rubber that says I love you all day. You know what I'm saying? But what I pretend I want in my head is she's going to store to Dunkin' Donuts, asking for my credit card, fucking snapping at me. That's not what I want.
Yeah.
Some of us need help with the arranged marriage, right? And maybe your boy needed a little help, you know?
Yeah. I mean, for the record, it could possibly be that he met somebody, fell in love in quarantine, the whole nine yards. Who knows? I don't know the story, but it just sent me down the path of thinking about what is an arranged marriage and how I don't think we've fully shaken them. Or like, I get that they were used probably for a long time in like a misogynistic way of like just selling off with like
sure
like
but we're talking
I get that
times.
All that but I think in modern times we still end up something closer to that, especially like later, like if you're gonna get married later.
You're an elementary school teacher. You're an elementary school teacher. You like going to Cancun once a year for spring break. You meet a man. He works at Chase. He works kind of hard. He saved all his money to buy a Range Rover, right? He also likes going to Mexico. You both love to the Cheesecake Factory. This is an arranged marriage. This is an arranged marriage. This is just. Hey, it fits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. You get along. Yeah.
Hey, you like to go
out.
You
both like scary movies.
You both like scary movies.
That's it. Yeah.
You think that if honestly. You drink a lot. You like to go out, you party. You like to get hammered every weekend. You meet someone else. They like to get hammered every weekend. How is that? It was just arranged by alcohol. You know what I mean? Well, it's instead of mommy, daddy, it was just arranged by your love to party and that you don't want to give that up.
Yeah.
You're Christian. You're Christian and you're a fucking eight. You know, you're a hot ass Christian, right? Yeah. You meet another hot Christian.
We know you're out there.
We know you're out there. I'm a believer, okay, bro? Yeah. I know there are hot Christians out there, right?
Yeah.
Do you believe in hot after Christian? And so if you're a hot Christian and then your whole congregation, they're all fucking fours and twos, you know what I'm saying? And then there's that 1-7 that rolls in that used to live in Austin and now moved up to fucking Putnam County. You two will hook it up.
Yeah. I mean, there is that's what dating apps are almost to some degree, the arranger.
They do arrange. You know that they give you matches based on your level of hotness. So if your boy ever, or you have a friend that's ever complained, I only see ugly people, that's because only ugly people like your profile. There's truly an algorithm.
Yeah, I know. It's just like it's a high tech marriage arranger almost.
100%.
Starting to unpack what this concept of an arranged marriage and what it is today. And I'm like, it was interesting. Again, he could have fallen in love. Who knows? This is just speculation.
We moved on beyond your friend, and now we're just get that clear. We're on beyond your friend. All right, I don't give a fuck about him. I like that he was in the jacuzzi. Besides that, I'm talking arranged marriage. He's a king. He's a king. He's the goat. We love this shit. Okay, now we're talking about something else. I also think if you're getting set up by friends, that's an arranged marriage too.
An arrangement. Yeah, yeah.
You don't. And if you meet someone out and about. If you meet someone at the Met, that means that you go to the Met.
Yes.
So that means that you two both are Met people. You were just arranged by the fucking Met. Yeah. Museum. Yeah. What is, you know?
So what would a love marriage constitute up to? Is it possible after a certain age
Be in a love marriage? I'm homeless. You're Jeff Bezos. You're driving down the streets. You pull over. I say, hey, can I get a couple of dollars? You know what I mean? He goes, yeah, of course. And I go, hey, oh, I love Billy Joel. And he goes, oh my God, me too.
And then on a long date and have this beautiful.
Beautiful.
Well, because in this case, we could say Billy Joel was the arranger.
I guess
you just have an instant connection.
I guess a connection's different than an arranger. Arranger is. I guess we only get access to a certain amount of people. We need to start with that basis, right? There is never an Aladdin story. Aladdin and Jasmine don't exist in reality. That's fucking Disney, right?
Okay.
Right? There's never a prince and a pauper situation.
So you think love is when it may not make sense for you. Like, it doesn't make logical sense for you to end up with this person, and you fight for it anyways.
Yes.
That's your definition of love is.
I think
when you're young, you can have access to like a higher level of emotions than like maybe somebody. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. And yeah, similarly. But like when you're 17, 18, I feel like you're like, oh, you're in love. I don't know. It's different than when you're 27. You've been living on your own. You kind of have your own shit together.
I don't know if I believe in love. I don't know if I believe in love.
I don't believe it at all.
I don't know if I believe in it.
Arranged marriage and marry for love, then if you don't believe in marry for love, then you're just like everything is some degree in arranged marriage.
I think everything is some degree in arranged marriage. That's why I'm happy that you brought this up. I think everything to some degree is hey, we arrange this ourselves, but that's okay. That's still beautiful. And here's the secret. You know, like guys that don't go to fucking I don't get my fucking palms red. I don't fucking believe in that shit. And then they do, and they can't sleep for 4 days.
Okay.
Because they're so freaked out by it.
To you. You're gonna
this is with me
magical
in love.
Love.
This is me in love. Okay. This is 100%.
So beautiful.
This is me. I
can't wait to fall in love and not sleep for 4 days. You already know you're not going to be sleeping for 4 days. When the love hit, it's like the vaccine. You got to wait 2 days. Schedule off your appointments for 2 days of the vaccine. When you get love, you're going to need 4 days.
Yes. I'm going to need a break. I'm I don't believe in it. It'll happen. I don't believe in the vaccine. This shit don't work. Right. Yeah. I'll get it. I'll be like, it knocked me on my ass. Yeah. It knocked me on my ass. You know, I'm going to be that type of dude, even though I said I don't believe in love.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you think, I don't know. I think there's still hope for both of us to potentially find love, but who knows? There's nothing wrong. I'm not knocking either side of it.
You know what I found out this weekend?
What'd you find out?
My cousin, blood. We're talking blood. There's always in your Italian families, you know, they always say that word. They go, oh, this is Aunt Margaret, not blood. You know, they love telling you who you share blood with. And at the end of the day, we're all blood. You know, right?
Yeah.
But they love saying blood or not blood. So this is blood. We're talking blood, bro. Okay.
Okay.
He was the Archbishop of fucking Pompeii. He's going to be a saint. My cousin. My cousin is going to be a saint.
Okay. Wait, he's going to be a saint.
He's up for sainthood.
I'm not super familiar with this process, but sounds like a big deal.
The biggest. He was next in line to be Pope, but then he got cancer and died.
He was next in line to be Pope.
My cousin was going to be Pope. Church. My cousin was going to be Pope at the Catholic Church.
Holy
blood.
Shit. Talk about I never Mogal. Knew
this. This is Mogal status, bro.
Wow. You're from a holy child.
I was, yes.
Literally.
I am the holy child. I am the one. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy, and the holy shit. Is that CBS? You know what I mean?
So you found out this weekend, you had never known about this man, and you found out you had a blood relative who was next in line to be the Pope.
Yep. 100%. And I never met him. It was my grandma's first cousin twice. You know? Italians have beautiful things like that. They go,
wait, your grandmother's first cousin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's older. You know, he died. He died. You can't become a saint until you die. And I go, Jesus Christ.
He was
going to
be
Christ.
Pope.
He was going to be Pope. I go, Jesus Christ, are you kidding me? And I go, what was he like? And the first thing they say, I go, what was he like? They go, well, he looked like Yoda. That was the first thing they said about him.
So he was a small man.
They said when he stood up, he got shorter. When he was sitting down, he would stand up and he would get shorter, bro.
I mean,
he would use
a
chairs
lot of
as high
heels. Are small.
100%. And they showed me a picture of him. He did look like Yoda.
Did he start looking at like Yoda? 16?
I only saw his Wikipedia page. You know what I'm saying,
bro?
He's
got a Wikipedia?
He's got a Wikipedia.
So he is for real.
Can you believe how holy I am? Can you believe how close to God I am, bro? Can you believe this?
So did he live in the Vatican? Did he live in the United States? Like, what was the deal?
Bro, he lived in Pompeii. He lived on the Amalfi Coast fucking drinking fucking champagne out of asses.
Wow.
He's living my dream, okay?
Like a dream.
So he's fucking living on the Amalfi Coast, fucking 4 foot nothing. You know what I mean? But people being like, you're a big deal. You know what I'm saying, bro? This is my dream. He came to America. He came to New York. He stayed with my grandmother when I'm a little kid, right?
Okay.
My mother, I'm not Catholic. Have I said this on the pod?
I don't believe so.
I'm not Catholic.
What are you?
Lutheran.
You were raised Lutheran.
I was raised Lutheran.
So
I know everyone
could go to the Holy Child dance.
Oh, yeah. I would still say Hail Mary. I would still say the Hail Mary. The difference between Lutheran and Catholics is Lutherans don't believe that the body and the blood turn into a Christ.
Okay.
We go to the magic show and we go, we know it's a trick that you're doing. We don't go, wait, did the pigeon actually disappear and then fly out your mouth? You know, was the pigeon inside? You know, we know it's a trick.
Okay.
But Catholics go, it's magic. It's magic. It's magic. He said the words. Now we swallow
the
blood.
With the Catholics right now.
Hey,
I was
what
raised
can I
Catholic.
Say? Oh, were you? And do you believe that when the person says something that the bread that they order on the internet turns into a body?
Sometimes I do. It depends on the priest.
Wow. Sometimes you size them up.
I bet you if it was Francesco Toppi.
Hey,
also, what a great name, Toppi. Yeah. I love that.
Hey, where's Toppi at?
Yeah, he wants that Toppi.
Oh, dude, don't you dare say he wants that Toppy. Your boy Seabass wants that Toppy, okay?
Yeah, Frankie Toppy was doing it. I might just.
Frankie Toppy?
You believe in miracles.
Hey, he is a saint. You know, Frankie Toppy's pulling shit out.
He might be. So
all
anyways.
I know is Frankie Toppy was the Chris Angel of the fucking of Pompeii, okay? He was he would go to a dinner party. He was turning fucking Triscuits into the body of Christ, okay, bro? He would go to Trader Joe's. He turned 2 buck chuck into the blood, bro. It didn't matter the wine. 2 buck chuck. He was turning. He was a king making. King
I mean, he was
kings.
Legitimately almost a pope.
He was legit almost a pope. So, anyways, he comes to New York. He's staying with my grandmother. That's how like close he is to my family. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah.
Staying in my grandma's house in Brooklyn. And my mom doesn't let us go see him.
Wow.
My mom did not let me go see the holiest man in my entire family. Being Why? Scared, she was worried that he would do a blessing on us.
Okay. And what would happen if?
I don't know.
So she believed in his magic.
She believed.
She believed he had powers. She believed that he had powers.
Well, she didn't want it to get awkward, I think. I think she didn't want us to show up and then him start to do a blessing. And then he'll go, no, no, that's enough. That's enough. You know what I mean? You don't do that. You don't do that to Frank Poppy, you know? No. You don't do that.
This was on your dad's side, though, because your dad's Italian.
Yeah, my dad's Italian. You don't do that to Frankie.
Your dad was just like, all right, your dad seems like a nice guy. He was like, all right, we won't have them kids meet the most famous person in my family will ever know.
Yes, the most famous. But
anything for you. That's
sure.
Beautiful.
My dad's a king. My dad's a king, right?
He really is.
My dad's a king and my mom's a god, okay?
Yeah. What's a king to a god?
Yeah.
What's a god to a non-believer?
Yeah. 100%. So, that was me. I was my mom's a non-believer, and she didn't want to have to quote Kanye to the fucking, to Frank Toppies, okay? And my mom doesn't let me meet him. And then I'm thinking, my mom doesn't let me meet him, but she let me meet my CYO basketball coach that would call me gay if I didn't run my fucking suicides fast enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She literally let me meet the guys that taught me how to roll a blunt in the fifth grade. You know what I mean? Play basketball. Taught me how to literally, there was a kid in the neighborhood that I used to drive go around with, and we'd pretend to fall down and steal hubcaps from cars.
Yeah.
We didn't have cars. Yeah. We would just steal them and throw them in the bushes. But God forbid. God forbid.
You made a literal saint.
I mean a saint. I'd let my son meet anybody, but not a saint. Not the saint of our family. You know? I'll let him meet
anybody.
Maybe
she didn't want to put too much pressure on you guys either.
Like I would have to live up to that?
Yeah.
Maybe I could have used a little pressure.
Or you're impressionable at the young age and you meet somebody that's a huge deal. That you might want to be like, if you're a 7-year-old kid, and you meet Elvis, that you might want to pursue. You know what?
You don't
what do you
know
think
me
about this.
You don't know me. Okay. I went to Grease on Broadway, right? You remember that show Grease? You fucking go nuts for this shit.
I like the show Grease.
There was a guy that was on stage, and he would warm up the crowd by playing songs, and he would invite people on stage to have a dance contest, and then he would give people free T-shirts. And me and my sisters went on stage, and he ran out of T-shirts. So it was the guy, look it up. Hold on. So Joe Piscopo is running the fucking Grease show, and he's handing out T-shirts to all the kids that win the dance contest. My sisters win the dance contest, fucking bullshit, and there's no more T-shirts for me. So he goes, hey, don't worry about it, kid. I'll give you my jacket. And so he gives me his jacket as a joke, and I walk off the stage, and he goes, nah. He goes, I was kidding. You got to give me my jacket back. And I go, no, it's my jacket now. And we get a little tiff on stage in Broadway in front of everybody. Me and Joey Piscopos.
Does he think it's funny?
Hilarious. Because I'm like a 5-year-old kid being like, it's my jacket now. What are you talking about? You gave it to me. You can't, you know, right? And we're going back and forth. So I don't think I was going to be nervous to meet the Pope. I met Joey Piscopos in Greece.
No, you just proved my point. Was you meet somebody at a young age and you're very impressionable. And if they're a huge deal. So like if a 6-year-old kid meets Elvis and he gives him his pick, the chances that kid might want to grow up and be like, oh, like, cause from such a young age, he's like, so you meeting Joe Piscopo, somebody who is on SNL.
Yeah. You're right.
At a young age.
You're right.
And then you end up, this is what you do now. So I think maybe the fear was if you meet somebody so ingrained, you might have been like, I want to be a priest.
My parents thought I was going to be a pastor for a long time.
Really? I could see it.
Well, they said he liked talking so much.
Yeah,
and I think
so. Maybe that's what the fear was. All right, if he meets the saint at a young age, he's going to want to grow up and be just like this guy because he's the biggest deal that he's met.
God forbid I tried to grow up and be
a saint.
Yeah. God forbid. Not my son. My son's no saint. I'll tell you that. He's no saint. My son's not no saint. Not he a saint in my family. I'd rather him be working at the Panera drive-thru. Okay. My son no saints. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. How dare you? I'd rather he stay in Staten Island and fucking learn how to fold a dollar bill up so he can snort a pill real fast. No son of mine.
Yeah.
No son of mine.
Certainly not the worst thing to do.
No. But my parents thought I was going to be a priest for a long time. They thought I was going to be a pastor.
I could see it.
And then at a certain point, they're like, maybe not a pastor. They go, maybe a politician. And then
really?
Yeah. And they go, not a politician. And they go, I guess comedian. That's where it landed. That's where it landed. We fell down the ugly tree. We fell down the charming talking tree until we landed underneath the earth and it was comedian. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess I'm fucking part of the holy family. You know what I mean? There's the new pope, there's the young pope, and then there's a fucking Gavone pope, and that's me. Okay. I'm the Gavone pope. Who ate the last meatball? The Gavone pope. You know, bro. Where'd all the wine go? Ah, the Gavone pope's having a party up in the fucking jacuzzi upstairs. Okay. He's blasting fucking Mac Miller, crying to himself, just slamming the body of Christ.
I wish we actually got a Gavone pope.
Oh, I am the Gavone pope, bro.
You're the Gavone pope?
And
self-proclaimed. This guy was actually going to be a pope.
This guy was actually going to be the pope.
But you're the Gavone pope.
I would have been the Gavone pope. And okay. I would have had a fucking blast of the time. I would have been taking the art. I would have been fucking, I would go, hey, let's take those leaves off. Let's just do dildos. Let's just fucking do strap-ons for all these fucking statues. How inspirational would that be? How inspirational would that be? You know what I mean? Put a fidget spinner in between the two fucking fingers. You know what I'm saying? Or put fucking Jesus or put God in a basket so make him look like E.T.
You would do some. He's touching on the 16th chapel.
Oh, I would do renovations to Vatican. 100%. 100%. You know what I'm saying, bro? There'd be
some of it is beautiful, but some basketball court could use some updating.
Yeah, I do a nice basketball court. I would have a bowling alley. Not the one with a bowling alley with those mini balls. You know what I mean? If you are a hotel, this is a public service announcement. If you're a hotel and you're like, I'm going to put a bowling alley in, but I'm going to use those balls that you don't put your fingers in, you just hold and roll down the alley, don't even fucking do it. You know what I mean? It's a waste of everyone's money and time. Yeah. You might as well just have a sitting room at that point. That's not a bowling alley, okay? You it's one of those people that have, like, oh, we have a pool table down our basement. You go down their basement. There's, like, literally, like, a ping pong table that they all of a sudden, they put, like, a leaf on top of and a couple of fucking holes in the court.
Pool. Yeah.
This ain't a pool table, okay, lady? You know, right? This is this is you. You go, no, I got it from wrong. Costco. It's $69. You know, that's not a pool table, okay?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be doing that. I'd be going fucking all out. It's the Gavone fucking pope.
I like it.
The Gavone pope. And I would have none of this bullshit that I need to be the fucking tall. This is some alpha bullshit. You know that Vatican City says no building in all of Rome could be taller than it.
Okay. You would be like, build away Rome?
I would do the triplet towers.
Do we have any calls?
I do the triplet towers, bro. What's wrong with that? What's wrong? I can't throw up the triplet towers?
You can throw three.
You're the one trying
up.
To take down the triplet towers right now.
No, they don't exist.
Wait. Let's get it. Do you want the triplet towers up or do you want to tear them down?
They don't exist yet.
They're already
so
up.
It's more.
They're already
bit.
Up. What do we do with the triplet towers?
You can keep the triplet towers.
You don't want to make them fall.
No.
You're comfortable.
You can keep the three towers that I'm assuming are you just building because they'll be taller than the Vatican. So it's a sign to be like, look, I don't need to be the alpha. This was your service to them. And you're like, we need three.
Yes, we need three. For one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. Why? What connotation are you thinking of?
There was...
what are you thinking of? Because I'm thinking of
similarly
religion.
Named towers in...
What?
In New
what?
York City.
Excuse me.
20 years ago.
What are you talking
was.
About, Robbie?
My bad. I wasn't thinking about the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
I'm putting up three towers in the name of Christ, and you're trying to.
And what's going to be
terrorize
in
them?
Chase Bank.
Is that what's happening? Are you trying to
what's
terrorize?
Gonna be in, what's going to be in these advertising firms? What's going to be in these three in downtown Rome?
There'll be observation desks. There'll be observation desks.
Of course,
at the
on
top
the first
of all
floor. the Father Tower. And it's just Goldman Sachs.
The
Milan,
Father
Goldman Sachs Rome.
The Father Tower, the Sun Tower will be all F.A.O. Schwartz, Toys R Us. It'll be all sun, fun stuff. There'll be a trampoline.
All toy stores.
There'll be a trampoline thing. There'll be a Fun Station USA.
Stories of toy stores.
And then the ghost one, that'll just be a major haunted house for Rome. You know what I mean? It's a, okay. It's one of the, it's like a Halloween warehouse that we just keep open all year. This is the father. The father will have a bunch of, will have bass, you know, not the pro shop. We'll have bass because, you know, they love those fucking sneakers. Those shoes will have a fucking Tommy Bahamas, right? We'll have a fucking, we'll also have a sharper image, not for them to buy. Sharper image, there's no price tags. It's just for exploring. You know what I'm saying? This, just for exploring. And then that we'll have one
Joe
store.
Rogan will be, he'll broadcast his podcast from the top floor.
From the top floor, we'll have Joe Rogan broadcasting. And right underneath that, we'll have car talk, where people just talk about cars. And then on another floor, we'll just have jars that are too tight, right? We'll just have jars that are too tight. And the fathers get, they get to go in there and open the jars. That's in the father tower, right? In the son tower, right, we have basketball. We also have arts and crafts because I don't know what type of son. I'm not saying nothing about a son. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We need to break norms.
We have plays.
Right?
We got plays. We have it all.
We got fun. And then for the Holy Ghost Tower, this is just a Halloween warehouse.
And they'll be taller than the Vatican. Honestly, this sounds like a better use of their money than covering up sex scandal.
Oh, we leaked the sex scandal.
The Gavone Pope. I'm on board with this Gavone.
The Gavone Pope cannot keep secrets. Okay, Gavone, loose lips sink ships. Okay, bro, and my lips are loose because I'm eating fucking potato croquettes every afternoon. I'm in fucking Rome, bro. I'm getting that shit. I'm telling the cops. I'm getting rid of the cops. Actually, you know what I'm doing? I'm making their uniforms even stupider than what they already are. Okay. Instead of them riding those stupid fucking little moped, I'm making them all cops ride unicycles. They all have to ride unicycles around Vatican City. It's going to be fucking Willy Wonka, except it's all Christianity. It's all I'm the Gavone Pope, right? Fedida Butsa Mitsa Mamma Mamma Mia Malero. Right? We're fucking bumping fucking Harry Belafonte throughout the speakers, okay?
That's not what he sounds like.
Mitsa Mamma Mamma Mia Malero. Harry Belafonte pumping through the speakers, just the triplet towers in the sky, right? And then you come along saying that they don't belong there?
No, they do.
You admit that you're wrong.
Of course, because I'm growing.
That's beautiful.
All right, that's
so,
I guess you're sainted. You have sainthood in your direct bloodline.
I guess I am. I guess. Hey. Welcome. This is official announcement. I am the Gavone Pope.
Right, at this point, we did an hour. We went over.
I did too much.
We did. But please keep calling. We're going to take calls next week.
I have to do the triplet tower bit. I know. I'm so sorry. Next time, I promise not to do a triplet tower bit so we can get to the fucking calls.
Please, please, please keep calling.
All I'm saying is I hope the fucking Vatican doesn't get in vitro. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to be getting the octuplets. Okay, bro? Octopope, bro, coming at you. Okay?
All right. We got it. The Gavone Pope, and you could do a lot of other popes. Please keep calling in 929-900-63.
I don't fucking walk on water. I fucking lay in hot tubs, bro. Okay?
All right.
I took one fish and it fed me for the afternoon. The Gavone Pope. I took one fish, made it enough to feed 40 people, but I just made sure I ate all that shit, you know? Hurry up, Robbie. Help us get out. Help us get out.
929-900-6393. Please keep calling in. We are going to get to the calls eventually.
I'm sorry. We're going to do a Loud About Nothing Plus episode soon, so we'll make sure we'll do only
calls.
We'll
get the backlog of calls. But please keep calling in. Let us know if you have anything you want to get loud about, if you have a story, something you want to get off your chest, a comment on an episode. Literally just use it as a hotline to communicate into the pod.
I don't care if you call in and you just go and you go, I hate blah blah, they suck, right? You could just call in and vent, and we won't even play it. We'll just listen and we'll go, I feel you, bro, you know.
Yeah. So please, please, please keep calling in. Please keep reviewing 5 stars. Write a review, please.
Right? It makes a difference for the algorithm. I don't understand how it works, but it makes a difference.
No idea.
No, I'll tell you this. See, I know the algorithm, okay? I took one of those limitless pills the other night, okay? Nice. But so I'm fucking through the roof, you know? Where are we at? Actually, it was just melatonin and I slept and I had an awesome dream.
Please keep calling 929-900-6393. Thank you guys for listening. Keep sharing the podcast. Keep telling a friend. We're growing. We have some exciting things, hopefully, in the works. And yeah, please keep. We love you guys.
Yeah, we love you, hotties. All right. Robbie, hit the fucking music.